In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Every Monday at 5 o'clock, head coach Ken Wisenhunt spends some time with Doug and Wolf, and he does so today after the tough loss yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. Coach, other than the game of football, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Doug. You know, that's the way this business goes. You got to just keep working at and what you know works, and hopefully it'll turn.
Coach, what do you think needs to change, Wiz, in your opinion, over the course of this bye week coming up?
Well, I just think that we're going to go back and look at a lot of things that we're doing. Obviously, in areas of emphasis for us are going to be third down and red zone. Those are two areas that we're going to work on tomorrow with the guys. And I think that, you know, it comes at a good time. It's a chance to get a little break, get focused back on some of the details that we need to make sure that it'll help us execute in some of these situations where we're coming short. And, you know, our guys are working well. They're working hard. We're just not able to get it done on game day. And that's very frustrating for us, as it is for our fans. But, you know, we believe that what we're doing is the right way to do it, and it's going to work out for us here very soon.
I'm sure that you can't tell us everything that you were thinking, because I'm sure that there's a little anger going on that you wouldn't want to repeat. But when quarter number one was over yesterday, what were you thinking of? What was going through your mind?
I was thinking I like Doug and Wolf in the morning better than I do in the afternoon, is what I was thinking. You know, that was much easier for me. And, you know, I was saying that it's a tough situation. This league, when you make mistakes like we did in an opponent's stadium and then they get up on you, you know, it's very difficult. But what I was thinking was we have a lot of time. If we can move the ball and get a couple of scores before the half, then we'll have a chance in the second half, because Minnesota has lost a few games here in the second half over the course of this season, so there would be an opportunity to do that. And I felt like we were making progress that way until we missed the wide-open touchdown pass to Rob Housler right there at the latter part of the first half. You know, if we'd have gotten that one, because we ended up not getting any points, then I think maybe that would have helped us as far as being able to cut into it and have a chance in the second half.
Wiz, how did Kevin Cobb play, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of hard to judge it based on the number of tip balls that happened early, because that really puts a bad assessment of what the whole day was. He was going to the right place. He had open receivers. I mean, let's face it, if you want to be 100% truthful, the first ball of the game, you know, was open. We threw it and we dropped it. You know, that's not Kevin's fault. And sometimes those plays early in games make the difference for you. You know, you got to be able to make those plays. Like if AJ had held on to that potential interception, you know, that could have changed the course of the game. But the second one, he was going to throw to Andre, who was wide open, about 15 yards down the field, and the ball got tipped and they intercepted it. And then the next one, you know, the guy came around the edge of our tackle and knocked the ball out as he was getting ready to throw that one. So, you know, the first three times early in the game, it was not successful, and it wasn't necessarily Kevin's fault. So he did some good things in the game, but he also did some things that we got to continue to work on as far as in the pocket and making some of the reads and sticking with them. But when you're down 3-4 scores early and you're going against a team that has the front like Minnesota has, and you know that you have to throw the ball to catch up, it's very difficult.
Head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf. You know, I admit, Coach, you might have just answered my next question by what you just said, because of how difficult it must be to stick to a game plan when you're down 28-0, and you know that feeds right into what Minnesota really wants to do. But when you hear the reports and you hear people talking about the offensive line of this team, national people going crazy saying that there are problems, but you're the one that sees the film. What's the truth? Is your offensive line doing what you expect of them?
Well, I mean, I certainly don't think you can judge it based on this game. I mean, if you put any offensive line in that situation, and it's going to be difficult. You put them down that many scores, having to throw the ball to catch up. You know, if we're able to run the football and do some of our play action game, and you know, that will certainly help the line in their protection of the quarterback. But when you're going against a Jared Allen and a Brian Robeson and a Kevin Williams, guys that know you're going to throw the football and they can pin their ears back, and if they you know, you beat them for a play, it's not going to change the course of the game dramatically at that particular time. It's a whole different arena. So, you know, there was a number of good plays by our offensive line in that game, but everybody wants to focus on the couple where the guys get beat. And if you're on an open edge as an offensive tackle in the NFL for 40, how many times did we throw it? 42 snaps in the game.
Yeah.
You're going to get beat on the edge, especially in a stadium where there's noise. So, you know, that happens. We've got to minimize those opportunities. We tried to do it by adjusting our protection, giving them help. But when they're rushing four guys and dropping seven into coverage, it's unrealistic to think that you're going to get two or three guys open in the pattern if you're keeping six guys or seven guys in to protect. So, you know, you have to put those guys out to counter their seven guys in coverage. And in order to do that, you expose those tackles to the open edge, and that's a very difficult situation. So, you know, it's easy to sit back and criticize that when you see them getting beat on a play. And I understand that's part of the game, but, you know, we've got to do a better job of not putting our line in that situation in the first place. And if we don't turn the ball over, if we keep them out of the end zone, you know, then maybe we're not talking about this today.
Yep.
Wiz, what areas of the game do you think you can actually build on?
Well, there was some progress for us as far as doing some of the things a little bit better. I mean, there was a couple of plays that we repeated from the week before that were run game plays and some play action stuff that we actually hit and made some good plays on. And, you know, that was something that you wanted to see as a coach. You wanted to see improvement. There were some things in the defensive side of the ball where we had opportunities to make plays. In fact, you know, we had a couple of lapses where we missed tackles. And then later in the game, we came back in the very same situation and we stuffed them and we made some good plays. So I guess the positive thing I saw there was that our guys didn't quit and they continued to try to work at it. You know, we got to eliminate one or two guys making a mistake that lets a player get out and have a big play on us. You know, we had our safety fall down on one of their largest pass plays of the day, and, you know, that happens. But those things seem to be happening to us at the most inopportune times. So, you know, I like the way that our guys continue to stay in the game and the battle. And, I mean, we started the second half. Our defense got a turnover, and then we went down and scored a touchdown. And when you're down as far as we were, you know, I thought that was a sign that our guys still believed and still had fight in them. And that's the attitude that we have to have going forward in order to get out of this.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt on joining Doug and Wolf today. Coach, when you talked about it a little bit in your press conference, there were comments from Kevin Cobb that said, hey, you know, we kind of got to come here and we got to work more. We've got to do more. And he sounded like he was talking to his teammates. And then earlier today, Todd Heap had a comment that said the culture in Baltimore was different. There were things that were more expectations where the players knew Sunday morning they had expectations on what was to be done. And it's not quite the same right here. When you hear comments like that from players, do you embrace that as a coach that, yes, here are leaders taking over? Or do comments from players like that that kind of look at other teammates scare you as a head coach and make you worry about what's going on?
Well, you know what? I think this is a product of being in the slump that we are and having lost the games. You know, everybody's going to have comments about that. Both of the players that you specifically mentioned, Todd Heap and Kevin Cobb, have been with other teams. They, you know, you're going to look at it from a different perspective. And I respect that. You know, we welcome input. I've always said that I have an open door policy, and things that guys want to talk about, they're welcome to do that. You know, we've had a little bit of success here. We've won some games, and we believe that even though we're not performing as well as we'd like to right now, that the way we work and the way we prepare has worked for us. But we always welcome input from players and, you know, any type of leadership that they want to provide as far as this is how you prepare and work and this is what your expectations are. So, you know, I don't have any problem with that. We're trying to get better and we're trying to win games. You know, our guys are, we don't have guys that are coming into meetings late or that are not disciplined or that aren't working. Our guys are doing that. But as far as assessing, can you do more? Is there things that you can do differently? We're always open to that because, you know, ultimately we want to be a good football team and we want to win games.
Coach, so the ultimate goal of the bye week coming up here, are you going to practice more, do you think? Are you going to go in pads? What's the plan for the bye?
Well, I mean, we're limited by the new CBA about what we can do during the bye week. We have to give them 4 days off. So we're going to go tomorrow and Wednesday, and then they'll have their four-day block off, and then we'll come back in Monday and work and get started on Pittsburgh. We're actually going to do some areas of concentration that we need to do over the next 2 days. You know, it's unrealistic to try to go out in pads a day and a half after a game just because guys are so banged up and sore. So, you know, we'll go out because we need to get some work done with some of our guys that played in the game. So we'll go out in shells tomorrow, and we'll see where we are for Wednesday's practice. And then they'll be off for the remainder of this week. But like I said, this is a time for us to look at what we're doing as far as some of the areas that we need to really improve in and work on those things on the field. All those tomorrow will be a big situational practice for us, which is something that we haven't had a chance to do. And the thing that I like about tomorrow is it'll be competitive. So we'll get some live reads or some live reps, you know, where the quarterbacks and the receivers have to work on their timing, where the DBs have to play their coverage correctly, where the D-line and O-line have to work on their techniques, even though we won't be in full pads. And those are the kind of things that will continue to help us. And as I said to our players after the game, you know, our focus has got to be on the details. What's getting us right now is the little things. We're not being able to execute the plays or make the plays in the game. So we got to continue to focus on making sure with the details that we know we're in the right place, that our hands are in the right place, that we're at the right depth, all those little things that will enable us to win on game day.
Well, I know when a season starts as tough as it started for you, you've got a lot to work on, and there's no way in the world that you want to spend a lot of time talking to two radio yahoos. So thanks for your time today on a day like this, Coach, and good luck getting everything fixed in the bye week.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you.
All right, Coach.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.